know all. I know pleasure wrong. Ain't got no home. I know pleasure wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be taken this dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, inviting you to hang around for the next hour because Reach Radio has just what you're looking for. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Again, this is Reach Radio, which stands for Reach Real Estate Education and Community Housing. I knew that. Our mission is to place families in a home, not just a house. The number to call Reach is 561-491-1670, or you can visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Coming up on today's show, housing repair tips and shortcuts for the do-it-yourselfer and how to spot bankruptcy bandits. And as usual, the best housing counselors and experts are on the show today to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. So let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines with Reach Radio's news director, Dr. Mort. Dr. Mort, you're out in California today. What's going out in the hot state of CA?
Hey, hello. I'm from coming to you from sunny Los Angeles, California. And it's great. And here are the news headlines for today. Bank forecloses on the wrong home. Federal Housing Finance Agency reaches an $885 million settlement with megabank UBS. A loophole in the national mortgage settlement allows dual tracking. And finally, Deutsche Bank seeks to avoid lawsuits by changing its board. That's the Reach Radio news headlines. Details at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host, Alan Mason, for more Reach Radio.
Thanks, Mort. I appreciate that. I do have a face for radio, you know. That's the darn truth, you know. So we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at how to recognize bankruptcy bandits. They're difficult to spot, and our next guest will tell you how to avoid them. We have a special report with Pastor Rose of Royal Pond Covenant Church, and Lisa Bond will be here again with more tips and advice for the do-it-yourselfers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Flown in from the great state of Amnesia here to let you know that on Saturday, August the 10th, and every second Saturday thereafter, Reach hosts a free foreclosure prevention workshop. That's right, it's absolutely free of charge. Reach workshops will show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, and how to stay in your home even if the bank has served you a foreclosure notice. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank has started foreclosure, you need to consider attending the free Reach Counseling and Foreclosure Workshop every second Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Reach offices located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for that great big Reach sign hanging on top of the building there at Suite 111 at 8409 North Military Trail. All the classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. For more information about this valuable workshop, call the Reach offices at 561-491-1670. That's August the 10th, and each second Saturday of the month thereafter from 10 to 11:30 at Palm Beach Gardens. Call the Reach folks right now at 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press 0 for the operator. And just to let you know, Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your own home. All right, our next guest has been practicing bankruptcy law for more than 16 years, representing small businesses and individuals, helping them recover from financial destruction. Nadine White-Boyd's education credits includes degrees from Hofstra and Cornell Universities, and she's a member of the Florida Bar, the Palm Beach County Bar, the Indian River County Bar, the F. Malcolm Cunningham Bar. Nadine, you're a member of more bars than there are in South Beach. What the heck's going on? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alan. Thank you for having me here this afternoon.
Well, I'm glad.
I think South Beach has me beat.
That's a lot of bars, you know. I guess that's what you do when you go to law school, right? You practice to go to bars?
You practice to go to bars, and you meet people, and you enjoy and have a good time. And I'm telling you, these bars are, I would say they compete with the South Beach bars.
Well, that's probably true, but, you know, we don't want them to know that. Hey, you notice, I looked on your resume, and I saw that you were accepted into the Quill and Dagger Senior Honor Society. What is that?
Well, it's an organization at Cornell University, and that organization was started years ago and essentially recognizes people who, or students rather, who have served the community not only, you know, while they're in school, but continue to serve the community after. So they're people who are inducted after graduating from school from Cornell University. So I was inducted, and it's a interesting ceremony to be inducted and to be invited into the organization. And I was fortunate enough to be one of the, in 1988, to be one of the inductees in the organization.
Well, you know, I did a little research on that. I found that it was founded in 1893, and it was one of the first Ivy League society to open its membership to women. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. And you were born in Jamaica. That makes it even better. I love Jamaica.
Jamaica is a wonderful island, and I hail from there, and I came here in 1984. I moved to New York and attended high school for a year before going on to Cornell, and I'm telling you, I miss Jamaica. I don't get to go back there enough, but,
yeah.
You know, if you can ever make it there, anybody out there, by all means.
Oh, I almost hate to say this, but, you know, down in Jamaica, they have lots of pretty women. They steal your money, then they break your heart. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Let me ask you, what attracted you to law school?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things was I wanted to save the world, and, you know, I would guarantee that a lot of people who start law school want to save the world and help people. Somewhere along the road, we digress from that, or, you know, we get caught up in the busy life and busy of helping people, but somehow we get away from that.
The world goes by the wayside, huh?
Right, exactly. And I continued to do that, and that was what attracted me to go into law school.
Well, you have to almost be a litigious type person, right?
Well, you can be litigious, and you can be aggressively litigious in order to fight, you know, the bandits in this world that we have in order to help people. But at the same time, you can do so, while doing it aggressively, you can do so with, you know, a kind heart and work with others in order to get what you need to get done.
Just be a good person. I'm glad that you introduced the bandits to us, because in the open of the show, we said that we were going to take a look at the bankruptcy bandits. And, you know, with the numerous number of foreclosures since the 2008 housing collapse, there has been an increase of shady operators looking to take advantage of an emotional moment in someone's financial life. But how does one recognize these characters or these bankruptcy bandits? What raises the red flag when you know you're talking to someone that's not right?
Well, the thing is, it's going to be very difficult because they're coming at you at a time when you're extremely vulnerable. But remember, one of the things that you need to keep clear is that this is your life. And if something does not smell right, you know, like they say, if it's walk like a duck, walk like a duck, it probably is.
That's right.
So if something doesn't, so trust your instincts. But pay attention to what it is that they're offering you. Okay, bankruptcy is something that you're really going to go to an attorney to handle, an experienced attorney.
Right.
There are people out there who aren't attorneys who are offering you the service of, you know, helping you with bankruptcy. Bear in mind, bankruptcy preparers, they can help you to prepare a document, but they cannot give you advice. So even though there are experienced people out there who can help you to prepare bankruptcy schedules, you've got to be very careful to make sure they're not giving you advice, because first of all, they're not admitted to the bar, they're not attorneys, and they cannot tell you what you can do. They cannot tell you what the law is, and they cannot represent you when you have to go to court. So those are just some of the few signs that you have to look for. I'm not telling you not to go to a bankruptcy preparer, but be very careful in the one that if you ultimately decide not to go to an attorney, not to go to an experienced attorney, these are some of the things that you want to look for.
Yeah, right. And when you're dealing with the courts, I think it would be best to at least be represented by someone who has experience with the courts. When you're talking about paralegals or, like you say, a preparer, that may not be such a good thing. So,
absolutely.
Warning, Will Robinson. Keep your eyes open for that. How about big down payment fees? Is that a flag maybe if they want a lot of money down before they get started, or is that just standard operating procedure?
Well, every attorney handles bankruptcy and how you pay differently. But the bankruptcy laws actually protect individuals and businesses when they file for bankruptcy. So, for example, there is a cap on how much an attorney can charge in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, for example. And essentially, if you charge over and above the amount that is authorized by the court, then the attorney has to get permission from the court. Also, so if you're reading your bankruptcy paperwork and you notice that, wait a minute, I paid my attorney X amount of dollars, but my attorney have only reflected that I paid them a lesser amount. You want to, you know, those are red flags also. You want to make sure that what you paid is what is reflected on your bankruptcy paperwork. So you do have, the attorneys do have to go to court and get it authorized. And there are different types of bankruptcy. For example, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which is the larger restructuring bankruptcy, and that will cost a lot of money, more than the Chapter 7 and the 13. But at the same time, the attorneys do have to go to court after they've been hired and get the fees that have been paid approved by the court also. They have to file an application.
Oh, that's good. So the court kind of keeps an eye out to make sure that everybody plays the game fairly.
Exactly.
Wow.
But each bankruptcy, bear in mind, is different. So someone can go to an attorney, and the attorney charges X amount of dollars, and another one charges X, you know, two times X. But it depends on what is involved. It also depends on the attorney's experience. So you have to be aware of that. You can't pay attention to the fact that, oh, my friend filed bankruptcy for X amount of dollars, and immediately think that the attorney who's charging you an overwhelming amount, or that it seems to be an overwhelming amount.
Right. There's no one-size-fits-all kind of a deal, right?
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. How do you qualify? I mean, you qualify for a bankruptcy? I think, you know, when you look at your checking account and you say, I'm broke, I'm pretty much qualified. Are there any legal qualifications that fall in line there?
There are legal qualifications. Well, one of the first things is, of course, you couldn't have filed bankruptcy within a certain period of time prior to filing.
What's that, 10 years, right? Is that 10?
It's actually 7 years between Chapter 7.
Oh.
10 years is the time period for when it stays on your credit report.
Ah, okay.
So there are qualifications, but in order for someone to know if they qualify for bankruptcy under the law, the first thing that they'd have to do is seek out a qualified and experienced attorney who will be able to tell them that they qualify based on the information that would be provided to them during an intake or an initial consultation.
Yeah, the initial consultation. Do you need to bring lots of paperwork with you on the initial meeting, or is that just to get to know you and let's find out where we go next kind of meeting? What should we expect?
Well, in my office, and I'll talk to you about what we do, we don't want our clients to get bogged down with bringing in a lot of paperwork, okay? Most people do have some idea of what their financial situation exists at the present. So we ask enough questions to be able to tell you whether or not you qualify. Now, if for some reason you have a lawsuit that's pending and you wanted to bring in the lawsuit paperwork, that's fine. But it's not necessary to bring in a whole lot of, you know, your credit card bills. Just have an idea, for example, how much do you owe to your creditors, whether it's your doctor, your credit cards, your lawyers, you know, just have an idea of how much you owe on your, for your house payment, for your car payment, those type of, that type of information. So you do not need to walk with those statements.
Right. What about college loans? Can I include that?
Ah, well, all your debts are included in bankruptcy. However, only certain debts are dischargeable in bankruptcy. College loans, student loans, whether it's private or government, backed loans are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. Short of, there are certain circumstances, but most people would never fall into those situations.
Sort of like you bought it, you own it. Well, what type of bankruptcies can I choose, or what should I choose? I mean, I'm just a regular guy, and I can't make it, and I've decided to give up. Are there, you said there's a 7, there's an 11, and something else. I think it totals up to 14 or something like that.
Well, there's the 7, there's Chapter 7. There's lots of different type of bankruptcy. But when we're talking about consumers, for example, or businesses, we talk about Chapter 7, 11, 13, and there are other type of bankruptcies, like I said. But in order to know if you qualify, you have to speak with an attorney who's going to be able to tell you based on your circumstances. And the type of bankruptcy you qualify for depends on your circumstances.
Can I file bankruptcy against myself? I know it sounds weird, but could I do that?
Well, essentially, if you file bankruptcy, you're filing bankruptcy against yourself. You, if you're speaking of, you have a business, for example, and you want to file bankruptcy for the business, you can do that, whether it's a 7 or an 11. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, or if it's a 7-Eleven, you know, you never know. It could be a small business, right?
Right.
So there's lots to choose from. The bottom line is that you want to get a hold of a knowledgeable attorney that's been through the ropes. And after reading your resume, I can see that you are that person. How would we get a hold of you if our listeners wanted to give you a call?
Well, you can go to our website and check us out. That way you'll get more information about us and my partner, Julian Frank, who's been doing this for over 30 years, my associate, Melinda Hayes, and myself, and our other associate, Larry Strauss. You can go to our website at www.frank, F-R-A-N-K, White, Boyd, frankwhiteboyd.com.
There you go.
Or you can call our office at 561-626-4700. We also have offices in Stuart, Vero Beach, and in the Wellington area. So if you're unable to come to our main office, which is in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, you can by all means make an appointment, and we will go to you in one of those locations.
Wow, nice. Nadine, thank you for joining us on Reach Radio. We loved having you on the show. You are a walking book of knowledge as far as I'm concerned, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Alan. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope to speak with you in the near future.
You bet. We'll have you back again, no doubt.
Thanks. Thank you. Have a good one.
You bet. All right. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show how the good folks at Reach Radio can make this house your home. Helping low to modern income families achieve home ownership, that's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization.
Okay.
85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. An old lady wrong. I know pays you wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm your host and housing heavy, Alan Mason, and we're just having a great time. I want to thank you for joining us on this Saturday afternoon. I know you have other things to do, like lay around at the beach and all that stuff, but it's better if you just listen to us because we have all the information you desire. You know, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or you're facing foreclosure, you're unemployed, Reach counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the Reach mission. The number to call the Reach folk is 561-491-1670. That's 561-491-1670. Before we spotlight our Reach Home of the Week, I think I'd like to give away some money. So let's do the Home Depot gift card giveaway. Home Depot and Reach Radio have teamed up to help our listeners with a little extra cash in the form of a Home Depot coupon and a Home Depot gift card. So if you are the winning caller, you'll be $50 richer. Compliments of Reach Radio and Home Depot. The number to call is 561-844-6170. That's the local studio number. Again, that's 561-844-6167. Our Spotlight Home of the Week is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, and their phone number is, I know you have a lot of phone numbers here, don't get too confused, is 561-351-8000. That's the number for Pat Tracy and Associates. And we will bring you the Home of the Week, which is located in Hollywood, Florida, at West Park Community. It is a three-bedroom, one-bath home, plus, as an extra added tribute to Ernie K. Doe, this home has a one-bedroom, one-bath in-law suite. So you might know who Ernie K. Doe is, right? That's the guy that did Mother-in-Law, if you remember that song. Tell you a little bit more about this property. The kitchen adorns stainless steel appliances. It has tile floors. It's got granite countertops and an extra large yard. So if you're looking to live into the Hollywood area in the West Park community, this beautiful three-bedroom, one-bath home could be yours if you would call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. It is the perfect home for the total family. That's Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week, again brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Remember, Reach Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Find out if you qualify for one of these many homes in the Reach inventory by calling them at 561-491-1670. Again, that's 561-491-1670. And now, I think it's time for a little bit of news. And we have Dr. Mort hanging on the line. Mort's out in California today visiting some folk out there in the Reach family. And Dr. Mort, what's going on?
Well, I'm here, Southern California. Sun is shining. Things are wonderful. But let's get on with the local, national, and international news.
Go for it.
Okay, first story. Bank forecloses on the wrong house. Imagine coming home from vacation and finding all your possessions gone. An Ohio woman, Katie Barnett, says that the First National Bank in Wellston foreclosed on her house even though it was not her bank. They repossessed my house by accident, thinking it was a house across the street. Barnett, who had been away from her home for about 2 weeks, said she had to crawl through the window of her own home because her keys wouldn't work. Some of the items in her house were hauled away, others were sold, and the rest trashed. It turns out the bank made a mistake. It was a GPS mistake. They were supposed to repossess the house across the street. Barnett said, according to the bank president, this was the first time something like this had happened. She presented him with an estimate of $18,000 to replace the losses, but the bank president refused to pay, stating, "We're not paying you retail here. That's just not the way." Sadly, stories like this are all too common. In September 2012, subcontractors hired by Wells Fargo mistakenly foreclosed on the wrong home in California, destroying a man's vacation home in the process. A review of court records in 2012 by the Huffington Post revealed more than 50 lawsuits have been filed against banks and subcontractors who have entered and foreclosed on the wrong property. Most of the suits are tied to two of the largest property contractors in the United States, Safeguard Properties and Lenders Processing Services. Katie Barnett in Ohio is now very angry and has contacted an attorney. So let's see what happens. Okay, the next news story. The FHFA, which stands for the Federal Housing Finance Agency, reaches a $885 million settlement with USB, which is Union Bank of Switzerland. So, two acronyms, FHFA, which is Federal Housing Finance Agency, and USB, which is the Union Bank of Switzerland. USB Americas will pay $885 million to settle outgoing litigation with the FHFA over the bank's sale of toxic residential mortgages-backed securities to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The agreement ends one of the many cases filed against banks by the FHFA, the conservator for Fannie and Freddie Mac. And they allege that various banks violated federal and state security laws when selling private label bonds to the housing agencies. The settlement agreement covers claims between FHFA and USB and its other related entities, Ally Financial, Countrywide Financial Corp., and First Horizon National Corporation. Back in April, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals rejected an attempt by the megabank USB to get the FHFA's mortgage-backed securities fraud thrown out of court. 2 weeks later, a federal judge ruled the case continues. FHFA Acting Director Edward DeMarco said the satisfactory resolution of this matter provides greater clarity and certainty in the marketplace and is in line with our responsibility for preserving and conserving Fannie Mac and Freddie Mac's assets on behalf of the taxpayers. Of the 18 suits filed in 2011, the FHFA has now settled three cases on behalf of the taxpayer and remains committed to resolving the rest. Next story, loopholes in the mortgage settlement law allow for dual-tracking foreclosures. The crafters of the National Mortgage Settlement Law clearly wanted banks to pause the foreclosure process while in negotiation with homeowners for a loan modification. But the double dealing is only restricted in the lengthy agreement, leaving workarounds for the lenders to continue the practice. Foreclosure defense attorneys cite dozens of cases where homeowners with pending loan modifications are also finding themselves moving quickly into a final judgment and foreclosure, a procedure known as dual tracking. West Palm Beach foreclosure attorney Paul Krasker says he has 143 clients who are being dual tracked. He says lenders are outright violating the dual tracking restrictions. They are also using the complicated rules to legally continue with a foreclosure during the modification process. Krasker says the banks always find loopholes in this type of detailed language. The dual tracking rules, which outline in more than four pages the National Mortgage Settlement Law, include timelines for when the foreclosure will be put on hold, appeals process, trial payment periods, and expedited review requirements. The banks are relying on homeowners not to be able to complete the application. Then the banks notify the borrowers to resubmit, but after the deadline passes. The worst part is you get banks who come back and say, you're too close to your sale date, so we won't issue a modification. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi scolded Bank of America and Wells Fargo this year for possible violations of the 2012 settlement this month, including concerns about dual tracking. Deutsche Bank, Continental Europe's largest bank and one of the largest foreign property investors in the United States, is asking investors to replace non-bankers supervising its executives with finance and legal experts after litigation-related costs eroded profits last year. Shareholders meeting in Frankfurt will name John Cryan from Singapore Investment Temasek Holdings, Dina Dublon, former chief financial officer at J.P. Morgan Chase, and George Thoma, a partner at the law firm Sherman & Sterling, to their supervisory board. Deutsche Bank's executive officers are grappling with legal entanglements that include probes into the rigging of interbank borrowing rates, U.S. lawsuits tied to mortgage-backed bonds, and a Milan fraud case. Helmut Hipper, a fund manager at the Union Investments in Frankfurt, said the German bank shareholders are paying for alleged misconduct of some of the company's employees. While they generated great returns at the time, the burden has come back. These costs contributed to a 2.5 billion euro loss in the fourth quarter of last year. The company is defendant in several civil lawsuits as an issuer or underwriter of U.S. residential bank securities. Deutsche Bank had 5.3 billion of U.S. mortgage purchase demands at the end of March. Christopher Wheeler, an analyst at DeBoba Banca, London, said they're up to their necks in litigation. It's a real battle. And that's Reach Radio News. I'm Mort Ages, More Reach Radio, with handsome host and housing jefe. Back to you, Alan Mason.
Ah, thanks a lot. I like that housing jefe part. I don't know about the handsome. Like I said, I have a face for radio. But, man, that's a lot of stuff going on in the news here, Mort. It's amazing what these banks are doing and what they try to get away with. But we're on top of it. They're not gonna bother us. Anyway, let's take a break here and find out. Oh no, I'm sorry, I got off on the wrong. Hey, that happens. My fault. That's all right. Let's listen to that for a second. Bring that up. Can't bring that up. It's gonna go to a commercial. Well, that's what we're gonna do then. By golly, let's do that. Ah.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. Sorry about that. We had a little confusion in my head. That's where it was. Yeah, it happens like that. Hey, listen, if you're a homeowner, our next guest has a few tips that will save you some bucks. Lisa Bond is a lifelong Floridian born and raised here, and she's been dubbed the original hurricane prepper. But today, she will amaze us with her knowledge on home maintenance. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Al. Nice to be back.
It's nice for you to be back, right? Oh, hello. All right. Her microphone's up. We know that. Hey, you know, a lot of people have a hard time hooking up a DVR or a VCR. Home maintenance is something best left to the pros, or is that something that the average Joe or Joanne can handle without too much mechanical dexterity?
Well, there are a few simple things that you can do on a monthly basis to make sure that your home stays maintained, which in the long run will keep everything running smoothly and cut down on the bills for major repairs later.
Yeah, well, what kind of repairs can the average person do? When I say average, I mean, I guess you have to know how to use a screwdriver, right?
Helpful, yes.
Well, how hard? Hey, listen, you know, a lot of people just lack the confidence to do what they could probably do. I mean, like, and I know this is weird to talk about on the air, but a toilet flapper. I mean, you call a plumber to come out and fix a toilet flapper, and you're looking at, what, $100?
Yeah, that's probably about the going rate now, yes.
Yeah. So what's involved in changing a toilet flapper? You know what that is when your toilet leaks and the water's constantly running?
Yeah, it's really important that you kind of keep an eye on your bills on a monthly basis to make sure that your water bill's not going up. Check your toilets to make sure that they're not leaking. One of the ways to do that is to put a couple of drops of food coloring in the tank and come back a little while later and see if the water in the toilet itself is actually a different color. That way you know that there's a leak. Toilet flappers are pretty simplistic these days. You can buy them individually, and they go on two hooks and hook the chain back up to the flush
and you're done. Yeah,
so.
So you turn off the water. Got to turn off the water first.
No, you don't have to. Well, you can, but you don't have to.
Well, if you're changing the whole flapper assembly, you know, you go to Home Depot or someone and take a look, and they've got the whole assemblies. They don't even have the balls anymore that float. It's all in one unit. They're really kind of cool. Easy to change, and you just have to have a little bit of dexterity to get that done. How about sink traps and things like that? Is that something that you better call the plumber for, or?
Well, again, it depends on how confident you are and how capable you are of things. Make sure you have a bucket, because chances are you're going to get wet. If the sink is clogged, just usually there's two different nuts to turn, and you can pull the trap down and clean that out and put it back on together, rinse it through, and you're good.
Yeah, just make sure it's tightened down right.
Or Drano. I don't know what you... it depends on whatever you got clogged in your sink.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking about the house and what normally goes wrong with a house and what you can do. I know, like changing a faucet. I've done that myself. That's not that hard of a deal. You just have to make sure the water's off. I think I didn't do that once. But no, it's like four bolts, right? If you're replacing the lines that come into the faucet. So if you wanted to upgrade and put a nicer faucet in or something like that, just that's not that hard of a job, right?
No, there's actually just two nuts that are underneath the sink itself, so you would disconnect the water supply once it's off.
Yeah, those two nuts would be you and me, right?
And then you'd fit the new... Yeah, and that's another thing. You have to make sure when you go to the store that the new faucet you're choosing actually fits the diameter and the required width that the previous one did, because some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, and you already have pre-designated holes, and they have to match up. So you might want to do that first.
I'll bet if you went to Home Depot, the folks there would tell you exactly how to get that done, right?
Absolutely.
Don't they have courses or something like that?
Home Depot is great. On their website weekly, they offer different classes for anyone to come to for free, and they will cover things like tiles, and if you want to tile something, or building a deck, or painting, different ways to do faux painting, or to just paint your room. They have a very unique program, and it's free. And they also have children's programs, which are great. The kids can make birdhouses, and the kids can make flower pots, things of that nature. So they have a really unique program.
What, is there any cost for that?
No, totally free.
Wow.
Totally free. Go
so
to their...
You don't even have to use that $50 Home Depot gift card to get that done, right?
No, not at all. Just go to their website. It's listed weekly what they're offering.
Oh, great.
HomeDepot.com.
Okay. Well, we'll get into that a little bit later. But one thing I did want to mention, if you're going to do a little bit of work around the house that involves electrical, you might, unless you really know electricity, electricity is not your friend.
No. No, I suggest that for anything that's electrical that you bring in somebody that's licensed to do so. We don't need anybody shocked or burned or...
Right. Spilling a little water on you is one thing. Spilling, 250 volts on you is entirely something else. So, yeah, I think it would be best to bring in an electrical contractor, unless you really know how to use the meters and to know the voltage meters to know when the line is actually dead or alive. And I have a brother that can't seem to get through that, so I always have to go down and help him out. What a nice guy, huh?
Well, my mother's left-handed and screws the light bulbs in backwards and watches them fall back out again, so it just depends on how good you are.
Hey, I did that one, so don't come down too hard on your mom. Hey, Lisa, thanks for joining us on Reach Radio. You always bring some special knowledge in the home ownership arena, and I guess that's why they call you the original hurricane prepper, huh?
Great to be here, Al. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, let's give away another gift card from Home Depot, since we've done a lot of talking about them. And Home Depot and Reach Radio have teamed up to help our listeners with a little extra cash in the form of a Home Depot coupon and a Home Depot gift card. If you're the first caller, you'll be $50 richer, compliments of Reach Radio and Home Depot. The studio number to call is 561-844-6167. If you would like to cash in on the Home Depot gift cards, again, 561-844-6167. So we will take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back right after this. So stay with us. We have a special interview with Pastor Rose from the Royal Palm Covenant Church. Our news director, Dr. Mort, caught up with the pastor last week at the health fair, and we'll have a moment to hear what he has to say. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home. I know blades are wrong.
Wrong one.
Ain't got no home.
Oh, yeah.
I know blades are wrong.
Oh, yeah. I love that music. That's the greatest theme ever. I just can't get enough of it. Well, as promised, joining us from the Royal Palm Covenant Church Health Fair in Royal Palm Beach is Dr. Mort and Pastor Rose. This was a pre-recorded interview, so go ahead and take it away.
This is Mort Ages here with a wonderful man, Pastor Rose, pastor of the Royal Palm Covenant Church here in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. And I will say hello to you, Pastor. Hey, give me a little bit of your history.
Hi, good afternoon. It's good to be with you, sir. I was born in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, and migrated here in 1982, went to Los Angeles and was attending First Church of God, Los Angeles, and there I received my call to ministry. And shortly after that, my wife and myself moved to Oklahoma City and attend Mid-America Bible College. And a few years later, we moved to Kansas City, where we serve as associate pastor for about 8 years. And after that, we moved to Florida. So we're having a good time in Florida. We've been here for the past 16 years.
And now you ended up here in Royal Palm Beach. Can you tell me a little bit about the ministry here, the church?
Well, I got to Royal Palm Beach about 10 years ago. I was in Miami serving as youth pastor at a covenant church there, Pastor Ed Carey, the pastor there. And we got a call to come to Royal Palm, and we accept the call, and we've been here since. It's a wonderful ministry. We had to do some revitalization in the ministry, but we're certainly enjoying it.
And I notice you've got a lot of things happening here. Projects, you've got an after-school project, you have a food pantry. I believe you even have something to help young girls.
I believe in love, mercy, and compassion as a pastor and for my ministry. And I believe that we ought to serve our community. We don't just have service on Sundays, but all throughout the week we are at work here at Royal Palm. So we have a food pantry that feeds over 400 persons per week. We have a after-school program that's just developed, and in the fall we'll begin tutoring kids in the afternoon, elementary to middle school, trying to get them ready for high school. We also have my wife develop a program for young girls. It's a book club, and she worked closely with those young girls. And you know, every week or so, they have to read and do their reports and you know and other activities. And we also have a youth explosion that many people look forward to every year. It's summertime that we do this youth explosion. And when we do our youth explosion, we certainly open it up to the entire community, because we try to find out what are the things that are affecting our youth in our community, and we try to address them the best way we can.
Now, our program at Reach Radio has a lot to do with people who are in foreclosure, people who have trouble because they've lost their jobs and can't afford their housing. We try to help them with that. You know, you're actually on the front line when people have financial trouble, when people have housing trouble. They come to a church. Sometimes they're not even belonging to the church, but they seek out the church and they seek you out.
Well, let's back up a little bit. This is one of the oldest church built in Royal Palm Beach, built in 1962, one of the oldest ministry. And if this ministry is one of the ministry that helped many other churches to start their ministry in the Western community. And so when we got here, we realized that we had a lot of work to do, but the Lord has blessed us to continue ministry despite of those challenges that we have. Now, there are many people in the community who were losing their homes at the same time, but what we try to do is to find help for them. We seek out other resources that were available, and we brought several workshops here in this community to assist those folks with their homes. So I believe we helped to save many homes in this community.
And I believe you gave your parishioners a guarantee. And what was that promise that you gave to your parishioners?
I made a promise to them, and I promised them, I said, you will not, none of you will not lose your home. And today, every one of them is still in their home. So God has blessed us tremendously in that regard.
What do you do? Let's say if I came to you and I said, oh, Pastor Rose, I'm not a member of your church, but I just lost my job and I just got a foreclosure notice in the mail. What would you say to that person?
Well, number one, we're going to make sure that they feel comfortable and feel welcome in the office, that, hey, we are going to try and find a way to help you. And the way we do this is by letting them know where we are. If we don't have the finances to help them, that we will seek other resources for them. And so what we've been doing over the past several years is we've been calling around and we find out who have what. If we find out there's an organization that is helping folks with their rent, that's where we send them. If we find out that there's an organization that will help people with their light bill, that's where we send them. And we just, and we've been having good result with that. Also, we realize that sometimes people just need to be able to have somebody listen to them, you know, as they go through their crises. We're not the place where you can get all your needs met, but at least we will try our best to give good directions.
Okay. Before we're running out of time, I could speak to you all morning and all day, but I think we better talk about the health fair that you're having here. Just tell us a little bit about what's going on with the health fair.
Well, the health fair is sponsored by two doctors in our community, Dr. Gary Millen and Dr. Jean Manise, a pediatrician. And we're opening this a health fair up to the entire community because we believe that there are some kids who probably need to be seen by a pediatrician or a parent who would like to talk to a pediatrician or a doctor or a senior citizen would like to come and do their do a health screening, you know, or they need to see a dentist or probably a chiropractor. So we try to have all of these resources here that the people that come by will be able to get some help.
You know, health is very important. It's a special gift. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we are not going to be any help to anyone else. So, Pastor Rose, would you like to say anything in closing?
Well, we thank you for the opportunity to talk about the health fair, to talk about it on the airway. We're looking forward to having a great time. Everybody is welcome. We want the kids to come and just be around us and just to have fun. And also, we're hoping that we'll get to meet some new faces.
This is Mort Ages turning this back to Alan Mason, our host for Reach Radio. Take it away, Alan.
Okay, thanks, Harvey. We appreciate that. Harvey, who's that? Dr. Mort. I knew that. Anyway, thank you, Pastor Rose, for your insight. If you would like additional information about the Royal Palm Covenant Church, you may call them at 561-793-1077. That's 561-793-1077, the Royal Palm Beach Covenant Church. Pastor Rose, thanks a lot for the interview. We appreciate it. Now, let's get to the winner of the Home Depot gift cards, and that would be Paul Paramore, if I am pronouncing that correctly. If not, sorry, Paul, but thanks for listening to us up in Stewart on terrestrial radio. That's a pretty cool thing, WBZT, and you are together and earning $50 in the deal. So let's move into Mort's Minute. You know, he's out in California this week, and he's having a ball out there. And Mort, are you on the line with us?
I'm here on the line, and I'm ready for the Mort's Minute. This is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute.
Well, rock and roll then.
Okay, what news today? Banks foreclosing on the wrong house, banks paying millions in fines, banks dual tracking, changing their board of directors. Who is on our side? Who's on the consumer side? Well, Attorney General Pam Bondi is committed to investigating any business that deserves, that deceives or defrauds a consumer in the mortgage or foreclosure process. Here's some tips from her office. Homeowners should never pay upfront fees and should avoid any high-pressure sales tactics. Fees may only be collected after services are completed. Homeowners should first try talking to their lender or a lawyer before contracting with any third-party company for rescue or modification services. Additionally, many unscrupulous companies and individuals promise they can help save homes. They take upfront fees, which are exorbitant. Desperate homeowners facing foreclosure pay those fees, and the companies often keep the fees, take no action, and the home falls into foreclosure. If you believe you have been taken advantage of, you can always contact the Florida Attorney General's fraud hotline at 1-8669-NO-FRAUD or file a complaint directly at myfloridalegal.com. But finally, contact us at reachforhousing.org. We are here to help you. No fees, just the right answers. We're here to keep you straight. And that's the Mort Minute. Back to our handsome housing jefe, Alan Mason, for more Reach Radio.
All right. I'm going to have to send you a check for all those compliments. I appreciate that, Mort. Hey, listen, have fun out there in Los Angeles and stay away from the nasty theaters, you know?
Okay, don't worry. I'm too busy to do anything other than work.
I got you. Well, thanks for your report. And I would just like to remind everybody that on Saturday, August the 10th, Reach hosts a free foreclosure prevention workshop. So it's absolutely free of charge. The Reach workshops will show you how to lower your mortgage payments, how to reduce your mortgage principal, and how to stay in your existing home, even if the bank has served a foreclosure notice against you. So if you're struggling with your mortgage payments or the bank has started foreclosure, you need to consider attending the free Reach Counseling and Foreclosure Workshop every second Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Reach offices located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Just look for the great big sign on the building that says Reach Radio. So that's about all the time we have left, but I would like to just reiterate a little bit of the news that Mort was talking about, and that's the foreclosure on the wrong house. I just can't imagine that happening to anyone, anywhere, and if that does happen, you remember that attorney that we had on earlier? You should give her a call, because that's just not right. Anyway, here we go. That's about all the time we have left to us. So thank you for spending the afternoon with us. We want to thank you for stopping by, our guests, rather, because they were great as usual. Remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. We're having fun helping kids. Stay well, Bob Kenny. Have a great day.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Every day last year, there was a child left behind in a hot car by a distracted parent. If you see an unattended child in a car, dial 911 and get a baby and back reminder for free from the Safety Council of Palm Beach County. For more info,
news, traffic,
visit
weather, every 10 minutes from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m.